Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Venus, square Uranus, the final test before the era ends. This isn't just another Venus-Uranus aspect. This is the final hard contact between Venus and Uranus before Uranus leaves Taurus after 7 years of revolutionizing everything we thought was stable. Our values, our money, our bodies, our sense of security, our relationship to pleasure and worth. If you've been following Uranus and Taurus since 2018, you know what's been dismantled and rebuilt. What felt permanent got shaken. What seemed secure got questioned. What you value evolved. And now, before Uranus crosses into Gemini, Venus, the ruler of Taurus herself, returns to examine what survives her own era's end. What's being tested? Whether your values are authentic or inherited, whether your security is real or profound, whether what you're protecting deserves protection, and who's testing you. Venus, the ruler of the sign Uranus is leaving, creates friction to expose misalignment before the door closes. Oh shit. What are you willing to release versus what are you defending out of fear? The test isn't about getting it right. It's about getting it honest. A square is 90 degrees. It's not harmony. It's really friction. It's conflict. It's tension that demands a resolution. Unlike Venus's recent trine to Capricorn, smooth evolution, this square from Aquarius creates disruption that forces choice. This is a fixed sign crisis. Venus in Aquarius, fixed air, squares Uranus in Taurus, fixed earth. Fixed signs resist change. So when they square each other, change becomes non-negotiable. This isn't adjustment or flexibility. This is a structural evolution. Venus in Aquarius is detached, intellectual, experimental, values the collective over the individual, craves freedom, innovation, unconventional connection. What serves the group? What's progressive? What breaks the mold? But Uranus in Taurus, revolutionary in the realm of material reality, disrupting security, stability, physical embodiment, awakening through the body, money, values, and even worth. What do you truly value? What security is real versus illusions? The square creates conflict between freedom and stability, tension between intellectual detachment and embodied value, friction between collective ideals and personal security, the urge to break free versus the need to protect what you've built. This isn't comfortable. It's not supposed to be. This is the examination. What's some of the things this square may activate? When it comes to relationships and stability, and erratic energy. Relationships are likely to feel unstable, erratic. And this could be exciting or upsetting, depending on where you stand. If you've been craving freedom, this gives you the permission to make changes. Someone close to you may be throwing a wrench in your works. But this may be a blessing in disguise, forcing the conversation or shift that needed to happen. If you've been craving stability, this might feel disruptive. The person you thought was solid suddenly needs space. The relationship that felt secure reveals tension you didn't see coming. Either way, you're likely to act decisively to ensure more positive connections with those close to you. This isn't about enduring tension. It's about clearing what blocking authentic relating. When it comes to finances and values, unpredictable shifts, anything or anyone connected with your finances is under this influence. Your path is unpredictable at the moment, and your best advice is to adapt rather than resist. Possible manifestations, sudden expenses, or unexpected income. A financial structure that felt secure reveals instability. Your relationship to money shifts abruptly. What you thought you valued, prestige, safety, accumulation, suddenly feels empty. How this lands, for some, this can come around like background music. For others, this is going to be the main event. But the question is asking is universal. Are you building financial security from fear or from authentic value? Creative breakthroughs with tension. An exciting creative person or project suddenly comes to light, creating friction. This could look like a collaboration that disrupts your current work. An idea that requires you to pivot. A person whose creative vision challenges yours. A project that demands freedom you're not sure you have. The tension is productive. It's showing you where you're stuck, where you're playing it safe, where convention is strangling innovation. Uranus entered Taurus in 2018. It did go into Gemini in 2025, but it retrograded back to Taurus before finally exiting in 2026. Since then, Uranus has been asking, what is true security? What do you actually value versus what were you taught to value? How does your body carry wisdom? What is your relationship to money, pleasure, and worth? And how does it serve your evolution? What structures felt permanent, but actually are prisons? This square is the clearing before the door closes. Whatever Venus, which is relationships, values, money, beauty, pleasure, is challenging right now, that's what needs resolution before Uranus leaves Taurus and the era ends. But Uranus didn't just revolutionize what you own. It revolutionized how you live inside your body. Think about what's happened since 2018. Nervous system deregulation becoming mainstream conversation. Somatic therapy and body-based healing exploding. The great embodiment question. How do we live in bodies while living online? Fertility, gender, and physical autonomy discussions reshaping culture. Touch deprivation. Digital intimacy, biohacking, AI entering sensory reality. This wasn't random. This was Uranus and Taurus. Venus squaring Uranus now asks, what relationship to your own body are you bringing forward? What somatic truth has been screaming, ow, ow, that you've been intellectualizing? Where has your body been trying to tell you something? Your mind keeps overruling. Nah, that ain't real. What you say? Huh? The friction you feel in relationships or finances may actually be your body's wisdom pushing you back against what no longer serves. Can I get a new waiter? This isn't a standalone square. This is part one of a three-part closure. Part one is the square that's going on now. Venus in Aquarius, square Uranus and Taurus. Friction that exposes what's real versus performance. Decisive action required. Tension as your teacher. The question, you know I got them. What from this journey are you keeping? What needs one more shake before the cycle ends? Part two of the closure, the sextile, and then later the conjunction. Venus will move into Pisces where it's exalted. And when it gets to 27 degrees Pisces, it will sextile, which is gentle support, with Uranus at 27 degrees Taurus. Then Venus will move along into Taurus and meet Uranus directly at 29 degrees, which is the aneuritic degree, the critical degree, the very last degree of Taurus before both planets leave the sign. This is not just closure. This is reunion at the threshold. Venus, the ruler of Taurus, returns to reclaim her sign from Uranus after 7 years of revolutionary occupation. But she doesn't arrive to banish him. She arrives with exalted energy at maximum strength to escort him out of her sign. Thank you for what you broke open in my domain. Thank you for showing me what I'm truly worth. What pleasure is. What security means. I've integrated the revolution. Now let's go together. This conjunction at 29 degrees is Venus leading Uranus to the door, blessing his work and walking him into the new era. The ruler of values guiding the revolutionary from earth to air, from material to mental, from embodiment to communication. This will be the handshake, the acknowledgement, the sacred transition. Then we get to part three. Venus enters Gemini. Then 2 days later, Uranus will enter in Gemini. Both planets in new territory. The cycle completes. The era of Earth, Taurus, mental, sensual, stable, gives way to air. Gemini, intellectual, communicative, networked. This will be the new era. Values and revolution now operating through ideas, communication, connection. Security found in adaptability, not fixedness. Relationships based on mental stimulation and freedom of expression. Financial innovation through information and networks. But you can't enter the new era carrying what this friction is exposing as false. So how to work with this shit? Adapt rather than resist. Your path is unpredictable right now. The more you try to control, the more friction you'll create. Be responsive rather than rigid. This doesn't mean be passive. It means meeting the moment as it is. When the disruption hits, don't force the old mechanism. Ask, what's trying to emerge? Recognize the gift. Someone close to you may be disrupting your plans, but this could be revealing something essential. The disruption might be forcing a conversation that needed to happen, exposing a dynamic that wasn't sustainable, creating space you didn't know you needed, revealing a value misalignment before you invested more. This friction is information. Listen to it. Pay attention. Act decisively. This isn't about slow deliberation. The tension demands quick, clear action. Ask yourself, what relationship dynamic needs immediate adjustment? What financial structure is revealing itself as unstable? What creative project is calling, even though it creates tension? What value am I pretending to hold that I actually outgrown? Then act. The discomfort won't resolve without movement. What not to do? Don't cling to what's already collapsing. You'll only exhaust yourself, holding up a structure that's meant to fall. Don't confuse chaos with liberation. Disruption, for its own sake, isn't freedom. It's just noise. Real liberation has direction. Don't negotiate with values you've already outgrown. If you know it's over, bargaining only prolongs the ending. Let go of what can't come forward. What can't survive this friction can't come with you into the new era. So release relationships built on security rather than authentic connection. Financial structures rooted in fear rather than value. Create a project that feels safe, but they really dead. Values inherited rather than chosen. This is doing you a favor. It's clearing a path. Venus in Aquarius says, I need space. I need experimentation. I need to serve something bigger than just us. I need intellectual freedom. But Uranus and Taurus responds, I spent years teaching you that real security comes from authenticity, not trying to control. Don't confuse stability with stagnation. The trap, thinking you have to choose one or the other. Here's the real truth. Security allows freedom. Real freedom requires a foundation. This moment is testing whether you've integrated this or are you still living in either or just thinking. Question, can you be committed and free? Stable and experimental. Grounded and evolving. What? If the answer's no, if the relationship, financial structure, or creative project demands you to choose, you're being shown this is not sustainable. Relationships are likely to be unstable, erratic, or perhaps this is exciting or upsetting. Both are true responses. Your reaction reveals what you need. If this feels exciting, you've been craving freedom, and this is the permission. The unpredictability is waking you up. The tension is creative fuel. You're ready for what's next. But if this feels upsetting, you've been building security, and this feels threatening. The instability is triggering old wounds. You need to grieve what's ending. You're not ready to let go yet. Neither is wrong, but both require honesty. If you're upset, ask yourself, am I protecting something real or am I clinging to what's already dead? And if you're excited, ask yourself, am I running toward freedom or running away from commitment? This moment doesn't judge. It just exposes. And we know how some of y'all feel about looking in the mirror. This square is a gift disguised in friction. Before Uranus leaves Taurus, before this era of material revolution ends, Venus shows up to make sure you're clear. Clear? Yeah, clear. Well, clear about what? What you actually value versus what you're supposed to value, who you are in relationship with, and why. What financial structures serve you versus imprison you? What creative risk are you willing to take? What security is real, and what security is illusion? fugazi. This tension creates clarity. The disruption forces choice. The instability reveals what's load-bearing and what's just decorative. Man, that shit just looks pretty. By the time Venus meets Uranus again at 29 Taurus and that conjunction, you'll know what you're bringing forward and what garbage you gotta leave behind. What day does the trash man come? This is the exam. The conjunction is the graduation. Gemini is the new chapter. But you have to pass the exam first. The universe don't grade on the curve either. This square says, your path is unpredictable. So adapt. The disruption may reveal what you need to see. Decisive action creates better connections. What can't survive friction can't come forward. The Uranus and Taurus era is ending. The revolution in values, worth, security, pleasure, and embodiment is concluding. This is your clearing. What are you keeping? What are you releasing? What exciting creative person or project is worth attention? What relationship needs honest renegotiation? What financial structure needs to evolve? What is your body trying to tell you? Answer now, because the door is closing. When Uranus entered Taurus in 2018, you were a different person. The question is no longer what changed. Now the question is, did you? If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit contact, send me a message there. If you want to have a private conversation with me, come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit booking, book that reading there. I look forward to having that conversation with you. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.